Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Akiva Medlov. Maseches Nida is dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Yaakov Deckelbaum, Le'ilai Nishmas, Rabbi Eliyahu ben Harav Nota Getzel, Rochel Leah Bas Rav Yitzchak, and Chai Gittel Bas Mordechai.
Rabbi Isai, the December 15th Shas Illuminated Siyum HaShas in Lake Terrace Hall is getting closer. We are happy to announce to our dear listeners that many of the Magidei Shir will be coming in from all locations, including flying in from Eretz Yisrael. The Siyum will be a chance for you to greet them and express your Hakaras HaTov. To register for the Siyum HaShas and place a journal ad in their honor or in honor of the guest of honor, Rabbi Aaron Sorsher, or Mr. David Gerwitz, accepting the Hachzokas HaTorah Award, please visit shasilluminated.org/siyum. That is shasilluminated.org/siyum. Or call 203-312-SHAS. That is 203-312-7427.
Nida Daf Chof Daled. We'll start out from Chof Gimel Amud Beis. Omar Ovi. Veshtoi nokuv imo itmeo. Veshtoi otum imo toyo. Rav is talking about Tumas Leido of the Isha. If the Vlad has a nekiv in the Veshet, which is a treifo, behilchis treifes, nekuvas haveshet is treifo. We call mokim gabi Tumas Leido, veshtoi nokuv imo itmeo. Tame Tumas Leido. And veshtei otum imoy tohoira. Now, the din of nekuvas haveshet is brought down in the Mishnah Nechulin, that nekuvas haveshet by behema treif, shita zashi in treisvis, that this din of rova, of veshtei nokuv imoy tmeya tumas leido, it's totally in the machlekes of the Gemara Nechulin, the machlekes if every treifa, is the behema able to live more than you'd be chodesh, or that the behema treifa vada is gonna, or pashtis, or pi roiv, makes a treichid beis chodesh. Rashi and Tosis bring down in our sugya that mitreich, that Rava said that the behema is, that the isha is nitma tumas leido mikoyach this vlad, al kolchoch kasoval treifo chayo. This vlad that has that veshtei nokuv, that nekubes haveshet, which is a treifa. So if Rava says that the Vlad is metamit to Masleido, al kochach Rava holds that treifa chayo. Because if Rava would hold that treifa eino chayo, Rava wouldn't be metamit to Masleido. The Mokar Rashi and Tosis to be toiler the din of treifa chayo, treifa eino chayo, legabe to Masleido, the Rishon the Ramban here brings that it's meshmos asugi and dafchov dalid omud aleph. The Gemara brings down, Komiflig ike beinayu treifo chayo, mal sovel treifo chayo, mal sovel treifo ino chayo. Pashtus of the sugya is that every Vlad, you have the parsh of Tumas Yeledis, every Ledo, that if the Vlad is a Vlad treifo, and treifo ino chayo, it's a Vlad that is not metame Tumas Ledo. Only if we hold that the Vlad has chayus, the kolapoch, yud bis chodesh, then the Vlad is metame Tumas Ledo. And there's a very big chiddush in this thing. The halacha comes out that if treifa eino chayo, that a vlad treifa is not metamet tumas leido. It doesn't have a teras vlad leinyan tumas leido. And it's very mechudosh. Eino chanam, we find by retzicha, a retzach treifa potter. The nirtzach is called a gavra ktela. That's a special svara legabi retzicha. He wasn't a hireg, an Adam Sholem, or an Adam that is Varkatelo, is not a chiyuv, the classic chiyuv as a Ritzeach. But the Gabi Koldine Atoira, he's an Adam. Chai b'mitzas k'odom. Gabi Koldine Atoira is an Adam. We call Mokim Rashi and Tosis hold in our sugi, the Gabi Tumas Leido, it's not needin kevlad, the Tame Isho, imo itumas Leido, if we hold the Trefa in a Chai. That's Shitas Rashi and Tosis. The Ramban asks on them two shailas. Number one, he says that according to Rashi and Tosis, it comes out that according to Rava, that Rava says that Veshtoi Nokuv Imo Itmeo, it's not Aliba de Hilchasa. Hari Kaimel and Shatrefa Inochayo. So that's the first shailo. It comes according to Rashi and Tosis that according to what we're coming on, Tefeina Chayo Ledina comes out that an Isha shouldn't be Tomet Tumas Leda if the Vlad is a Vlad Tefe. The Oid, Ramban says, Guf Adovo, Ramban says, Ech Itochen Loima, that if Tefe is not Chayo, she's not Metamet Tumas Leda. We find that if even a Nefil, which is like a stone, that in Yochel Lichyos, or if the Vlad was Yotze, cut up, Imoy Tmei Leido, Yotzo Meis Mechutoch, Imoy Tmei Leido. Ramban says, Kol Shekein Bezeh, Sheyotzo Sholem, V'kolu Choydoshov, Elanika Vaveshet. You see, the Shaila is Misfara. Heach Itochen that a Nefil, which is like a stone Be'almo, Ke'evin Be'almo in Yochel Lichyos, or a Meis Mechutoch, the Imoy, is Tmei Tmei Tumas Leido, and a Vlad Trefa, which is Sholem, Kol Chadoshov, just as a Nekev Eveshet, would be Gora. For that reason, the Ramban is Cholik, and he says that the Din of Rovo is Ludas Kulam. It's not totally Bechlal, if Trefa Chayo, Trefa Inu Chayo, and he's Trefa the Mashmos, the Gemara Daf Chovdal Rumir Aleph, with Simone Baalman, no God there. Al Kolponim, he holds that Nekovas Eveshet, Imit Meir Leido, there's no Chiddush Bechlal. It's Milson the Pshita that a Vlad Trefo is Bechlal Toyas of Vlad, and it's Bechlal the parish of Imo Yito Kisazria, Vyolda Zohar, Vetomo, Zohar, and Akeva. There's no nafkamin if it's a Vlad Trefo. And the Ikra Chiddush of Rovo is in the Din Hasheni, he says. But Din Hasheni, Shemepila Guf Otum Einot Meoledo, that Bechlal is not Mehuchis Trefo, Guf Otum Bechlal, the Vlad is not a Bar Kayomo, not Bar Chayus. There, the imoy is the woman is not tomet to masle. The gabi the first kasha of the Ramban that lechura the Ramban is the lechura the Rava inam aliba the hilchasot because we're kaimel on the treifa inochayus the chochmas betzal here says wants to be miyashiv according to what Tesis and Chul and Daf and Beis would base bring in the name of Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam there is mechalik between treifas the odom and treifas the behemah. Rabbeinu Tam says, not everything that is matrif, the behemo, is also matrif, the odom. Odom yeshli mazol. So even though we have hilchis treifa ba'odom, but it's not muchach, that the same type of tarfus that is noyheg be'behemo, it's also noyheg ba'odom. Meile, Chochmas Rusal wants to say that even that we're poisik, halacha lemaisa, the treifa eino chayo, that is emes lin in behema. But legabe odom, he says, yeshloi mal de treifo chayo. Even though simoni tarfus with the odom behema, and you have this odom has simoni tarfus, but legabe in the nidin, if you have chayus, it can be chay, it can be living more than yud beis chodesh. So legabe behema kaimel and she'ino chayo yesam yud beis chodesh, gabe odom is a different. If it's a different policy, according to that Odom has mazel, memele efshal sheyich, and he's moisif the chokhmas v'tzal. That goes, it's shaykh to be miyashiv and shitas atoysis in our studio. But shitas Rashi there in Chulin, it looks like that Rashi is choylik on Rabbeinu Tam and is medame the same tarfus that is by behemo. It applies also by Odom, and not like Rabbeinu Tam. Mele hod lekushi leduktal shitas Rashi. Lichoyra, it's not a libel hilchus. In the second Shiloh of the Ramban is besvoro, heach itochen the treifa gora minefel, so the Ramban himself, teich advorim wants to be miyashiv. So your efshol chalik v'loy, Mother Ramban says, on nefel, in the ikir briyosoi, he's roi lebriyas neshoma. That means that he's roi lichyois. But by a treifa, mitchilas briyosoi, he was born in a oifen that he wasn't being roi lebrias neshama, and therefore vlad treif is go atfei v'imoy tohir. But another Ramban says that even if we hold with this chiluk, mikol mokim, not every nekubas aveshet was in the beginning of the tchilas yitziras of vlad. A lot of times it can be tchilas yitziras of vlad kedovol sholem, and there was afterwards the matzah, after the metzias of the uber, that he was nivra, b'tchilosei, keveshet, sholem, during a little time afterwards, it was in a kuvas aveshet. But tchilas b'rios eloilom, he was roi lebrias neshama. And in this case, le gora minefel. So therefore the Ramban is chilek. But the Ran is miyashiv shitas Rashi and Tisvis. He holds like the chilek of the Ramban, that there's a difference. Nefel is roi lebrias neshama, v'ilu treifa ino roi lebrias neshama. Clapping what the Ramban asks, lichora, it's totally, if the Nekubas HaVeshet was after the Brias HaVlad or not, so the Ran says the Mashmos of Rova is that the Imo Yitmeya Tumas later, v'tiras Vadai. That means that even now we found the Nekubas HaVeshet, even if we have it sad that Tchiras Briyosoi was with this Nekev, Mikol Mokim B'tiras Vadai, Imaitamitamas later. Al Kochoch, that's what Rashi and Tosis say, Al Kochoch Rova holds that Treifa Chaya, and that's why Rova says that Imaitamil later B'tiras Vadai. But Shitas Ramban Gufa, his whole issue is only B'shitas Rashi and Tosis. The Ramban himself doesn't hold this Chiluk, and he holds B'chol Gavno, even though it was a Treifa B'tchilas B'riyosoi, Leigoran V'nefel, U'metamitamas later. It's brought down in the name of the Chassam Sofer that he has a shtarke aura according to Rashi and Tosis. The whole in the flaw. That the Rashi and Tosis hold that if we hold a treifa in a chayo, so it comes out that the whole parsha of Tumas Leda in the Torah is only in regular Vlad. But in a Vlad that is a treifa, ain't even to make a Tumas Leda. So Chassam Sofer asks that the Gemara in Chul and Dafid Beis, the Gemara there is Marech Ligabe, the mocker of Minayin Dozlinu Basar Rube. The Gemara brings down Rube the Issa Kamon, we learn out from Dayonim. Sanhedrin says Achiram Hatis. The Gemara says, but Rube the Issa Kamon, what's the mocker? So the Gemara deals with the full daf there in Gemara Chulin. What's the mocker of Rube the Issa Kamon? The Gemara wants to bring a riot from Ritzeach, that every Ritzeach, how is he Chayiv Miso? Nechush Shema Treifa Horak. Gemara says that you can be boidek, or every shechitas behema, the Gemara says, how can you eat the behema? Maybe there's a treifa that you didn't find in the behema. Al koch azlinam basarov, behema shenam treifas. So the Chassam Sofer says, lechor, you can be prove it from the whole parsha of parshas later in the Torah. Isho ki sazrev yoldo zocho v'tomo, shivas yomim zocho shvayim l'nekevo, lechor o nechush dilmo havlad treife. And if the Vlad is treifa, according to Rashi and Tosis, if the Vlad is treifa, treifa in a chayo, so the Isha is not tome to mas ledo. Maybe we can be mechiach that we're not choshesh for a treifa. Kistam v'lo dosinu treifa. And why the Gemara in Chum didn't bring this raya as a mocker that we can go, that we go according to the raya for Ube the Lesser Kamon? The whole kasha is according to Rashi and Tosis. It's nitzchadish v'divreim that treifo. There's no tumas leid according to the Ramban, even if the Vlad is treifo, but the ma'isa the mother is vaday tomei tumas leid al likoshimi. That's the Har Chassam Sofer. Now, from all the rishayim in our sugya comes out that nekuvas haveshet beitzim it's a treifo. The stoma de gemara treifo chayon nat. And that's also the mashmos in the sugis in chulin. The nekuvas haveshet is a treifo. Mitzatshin, we find that Shitas Rambam Perigimon Lichushchito Haloch Yutes that Nekubas Haveshet Nevelo Michayim. Hainu, it's not only a treifa, but it has a din nevelo that the shchita is not moitzi midei tumas nevelo. It's not like a shchita treifa. Shochat treifa, the din is that the behemah is not a nevelo l'tuma. The behemah is not mitame tumas nevelo. You have shchita. It's called shchito. L'maisa, you have an iser of treifa, but the shchita shchito is a shchito. But by shchitas, nekubas haveshet, shchitas harambam, kubas haveshet kenevelo. The shachin yiradeus in Lamed Gimel and Dugum move over there. They is from a few sugyas in Chulin that the mashmos it's only a treifa. L'choira from Arsu, you also have the shiloh. Nekubas haveshet, the Gemara says, is only a treifa. Totally treifa chayo, treifa ino chayo. But it's only the dargo of treifa, not nevel. So the achrayim amiyashiv shitas Rambam, that what the Rambam said that having a nevelo, it's only leinian that the shchita is not moil, the shchita is not machshir ba'achil. Dainu mitzad etzem anekubas haveshet, the dargo of chisorn chayis is as a treifa not as an avail. But Nekuvas HaVeshet has another problem. It's a chisorn in the Shechitas HaSimonim. Simonim that you need, Veshet, and the Konen the Veshet, which are the Simonim of Behemah, there you Shechet. You have to be Shechet, Shtei Simonim, Roy Shtei Simonim. En Simoneho Shleimim Lehechshel Shechite. So the Guf HaChisorn of the Veshet Nekuva Mitzad HaAtzma is only a Trefa. But if there's another problem, you can't be Mekayim HaHechshel Shechite B'Shleimus Mitzad HaChisorn in the Simonim Shechutim. And Be'emes Shittas HaRambam, that it's not Metame Mechayim, the Rambam is placing in Perek Aleph, Hilkos Tumas HaMeis, Halachot HaSvov, that Nekuvas HaVeshet is not Metame Mechayim. It's only Metame Lachar Misa. But what it's Metame Lachar Misa is not since it Taka was an avail already Mechayim. Mitzad the Darg of Chesron Chayis is only a Darg of Chesron Chayis of Trefo. Just you have another problem, Mitzad, that Simoneho Einom Shleimim, there the Achreim, even even if it's mitzad, that of course a chayas shalivid al shchito, or mitzad the guf achituch hasimonim, the nekev is already mitzaref. Before coming to the rov simen, it's mitzaref to be psulei shchito. Al kopoim it's a chison behechshel shel shchito. But the rabbim is moide mitzad atzmoi, that the nekubas aveshet, the darga is only a darga shel trifo and not nevel. Just the shchito lemaisa won't be machshir, because you have a chison beguf hashchito. That's shitzach. Baita the Gemara brings down the second din of Rava was Veshtei Otum Imoy Tohoira. What's Veshtei Otum? The Machlikas Rishenim. What's called Otum? The Ramban brings the name of Rashi that Otum Hainu Chosel. It's a Chisorn. There's no Veshet here. For Chisorn in the Veshet, it's not only Nokuv, there's a Cheser. And that's the Mashmos in Rashi in Daf Chof Dalet. Bamud Aleph. And on that the Ramban says Ein Pirushi Nire. Elo Otum, he says, Hainu she'en lechituch ivorim. Rashi in Arsuya also says, that's Otum. We heard it's a steal with Divri Rashi. The Rambam Perikim Hilchis Yisuri Bi Elochid Aleph, he's Poisek the Veshli Otum, any mitmeo ledo. So that's the second din of Rova. But the first din of Rova, that Veshli Nokuv, the Rambam didn't mention at all. Because if Mishnah is, Lechora, why was the Rambam not bringing the first din, Veshtoi, Nokuv, Imuit Me'olida. He didn't bring the Furish din of Rava. The Kesef Mishnah answers that the Rambam Takid wasn't Pesach like Rava. What Rava brings down that Veshtoi, Nokuv, Imuit Me'olida, it's only since Rava holds that Trifo Chayil. And therefore, Imuit Me'atumas Leida. Just like Rashi and Teis Zamevayr here. But the halacha that we're kaimul on the trefo ein ochayo, it comes out that ein imo itmeo leido v'dinei ka'otum. So therefore, the Rambam didn't copy divrei Rava, but din harishon because it's a chaylik. Rava l'shitas say trefo chayo. The halacha trefo ein ochayo memelo. It's chad dina with veshet otum. The chacham tzvi in tshuva simenayin zayin in the kerenayin and chul and davmen beis. They ask on what the Kesef Mishnah is Miyashiv Shitas Rambam. So why, according to the Kesef Mishnah, why did the Rambam bring a bigger chiddush that even Veshtei Nekuvo en Imoy Tmei Oleid? The Rambam brings down that Veshtei Otum en Imoy Tmei Oleid. According to the Kesef Mishnah, the Rambam should mention a bigger chiddush. Not only Veshtei Otum en Imoy Tmei Oleid, even Veshtei Nekuv. Anyway, it's my lead. Since Trefa Eino Chayo, so according to the Kesef Mishnah, even Veshtei Nokuv is the same din. Therefore, the Mefarish, the Karen Neuer and the Chacham Tzvi, that Adarab, the Rambam Tak is basically like Rova. Just what the Rambam is mentioning, that Veshet Otum En Imo Itmeo Leido. So the Mashmos is from that, that all this is only Veshet Otum. Mashmos is that Veshet Nokuv, she is Tmeya Tumas Leido. And you can be moisif what the Ramban in Arsugya says that there's no chiddush in this first din of Rava that Veshtei Nokuv Imoy Tmeya Leido. The Ramban says that even if Trefa Eino Chayo, there's a Vlad, he's a Vlad, the Kol Dinei HaTorah. And the Ikar HaChiddush of Rava is the second din of Veshet Otum. That's what the Rambam brought La Alocha, Veshet Otum. Nishma mikoyach hadiyuk, that it's a different din, that vesh to otum eni mitmei leido. Veshet otum dinu yishet mitmei was leido. But al kuponim, there's no chiddush, you don't have to mention it. Right, the Gemara daf chof dal lurum aleph. Itma, hamapeles bel yosh yesh lo beis gabim ubeis shidrois. Omarav biisho eno vlad, bebehemo osur beachire. Veshmuel omar, biisho vlad, the isho is tometum asleido, bebehemo mutur beachire. Vemaika mifligi, the Gemara says, vidarav chonin barabi, doma rav chonin barabi, hashesuo, that's the Metzias of Shesua. It says in the Torah, Parshas Re'ei, Shesua loisei chelu. What's the guf of the uvd of Shesua? It's a bria sheyesh lo beis gabim ubeis shidroes. Rav Omar, bria ba'al melese, v'chi agmeri rachmona lomoyshe b'mei imo agmeri. Shmuel Omar, bria ba'al me'isei, v'chi agmeri rachmona lomoyshe ba'al me'agmeri. Aber b'mei imo shari. So you have machlekes rishonim, how to be mivayel the machlekes Rav and Shmuel. Shitas Rashi in our sugyo, machlekes Rav and Shmuel, if there is such a min of ba'olam, if there's such a min of beis gab m'shtei shidroes, according to Rav, there's no such a min which has two gab and two shidroes. Val Korchok Rav holds that what it says in the Torah, Parashas in Sefer Dvarim, Hashesua Loisei Chelu, the love that it's talking about Hashesua Loisei Chelu, Al Korchok it's talking about a Brio, which has Shtei Gabim, Mashkachas only, that Nimtzo Brio Kazeis B'mea Behemo. After it's born, this berry of Shtei Shedroi Shtei Gabim, you don't need a mute. There's no kium in this type of Brio. There's a Nevela. Al koruch, the mute is kol's man she b'meah behem. Dahainu, we chore there should be a heter of kol ba behema techelu, we have a heter of ben pikuo, that a behema which is in another behema, yeshech the behema, so whatever is in the behema, kol ba behema techelu, or behemo ba behema techelu. So memela me'etzim ha'aloch, it should be nital b'shchit asoheim, and on that you have a special mute, hashesu olay sechelu. If you find a regular behema inside the mother, and you shech the mother, then the kolba behemet techelu. If you find a shesuho, shesuho dahainu, shtei shidroes, shtei gabim, that's b'chal b'gzeros ha-kosuv shesuho lo yisechelu. That's shitas Rav. Shmuel holds that there is such a min b'fnei atzmoi that has beis gabim shtei shidroes. And what the Torah is answering the shesuho, it's mentioned on this min. This min was noilad from a mother that had also two gabim and two shidroes. But when it's nimtza b'meya behema, it's mutar b'achila, just like every behema b'behema. That's shita Shmuel. So according to the Rav, the iser Torah of shesuah l'seichelu al koruch nemar, when this shesuah nimtza b'meya behema, and it's a mafkia the heter of kol b'behema t'ichelu, according to the Shmuel, shesuah l'seichelu is nemar, and this min b'fnei atzmi. But when this min, when you find the behemoth of two gabim inside the mother with one gab, and that even you don't have the iser b'fnei atzmi of shesul izichelu, it's nital midin kolba behemoth tichin. Now, according to Shmuel, that the whole heter is only in the time that you find b'meha behemoth. But after it was born, it's osir. The Rishonim ask l'chayra. Why? Maishno mi behema tahoira, sheyoldo kemin behema tmeo, shemuteres vachila. The Gemara of Bechiras daf hey. The Gemara says that gomel hayutzim in hapora, even it has a tzuras gomel, it's maishamuter vachila. Tome hayutzim in hatoil tahoir. So why behema with two shidroes, two gabim, lichoira, lu yehe that it's a behema tmeo, but it's behema tmeo sheyotzim in hatoir? So why, according to Shmuel, it's Nesam V'Achila? So the Rishonim say that Rashi himself answers this Shaila in Amud Beis. Rashi says in Amud Beis that according to Shmuel, this Vlad, he's not a Bal Kayome. Ein Yochol Iskayim, K'shenoy Lad Mi Behima B'Gav Echod. According to Shmuel, what you have a kium in this type of beis gavim beis shidroes is only as a min b'fnei atzmi, when the beis gavim beis shidroes was born from a mother that also has beis gavim beis shidroes, that's a min b'fnei atzmi, then you have the iser Torah of shesu l'sechev. Then it's a bar kium, mitzad echod. Mitzad sheni, it's b'chlal the lav of shesu l'sechev. But Shmuel is moide that the oifen that you have this base gabim base shidrois that was born from a mother that has only one shedro and one gav, even though it's not bichlal the iser of shesul isechel, it's not shaykh to that min, since he was born from a mother that has only one shedro and one gav. Mikol mokim, you have another problem here, that this type of lad is not a balkim, Rashi says, vavik nevelo. And this nevela is not balkim and mele, it's an iser midin nevela. So, Rishmul only is chilek and rav legabe, but even that is such a min of shtei gab shtei shidros hanoi lad mishtei gab shtei shidros, and therefore the lav applies in that min b'fnei atz. So it comes out that according to Shmuel, Be'etzim, there's three stages here. You have Beis gab m'shtei shidroes, hanoilad mi beis gab m'shtei shidroes, and that's the ikar hakroim parshas re'ei, hashesul le'sechelu, that min you can't eat. Now, if the beis gab and beis shidroes was born from a mother that has only one gab and one shedra, so here, like this, before it was born, you have the heter of kol ba'behimot echelu, and it's mutl ba'achil. After it was born, then you don't already have the heter of kol ba'behim. It's not in the behim. It's oimed b'fnei atzmi. And you also don't have the iser of shesuo, since it wasn't born from a mother that has two gavim, two shidrois. Mikol mokoi, we're asering this behim midin nevela. Since it's not balkim, Shmuel's moide that this vlad that is nevela from a mother with one shedra and one gav is not balkim milanes midin nevela. The Rashba asks, according to Rashi, it comes out that Shmuel is also moide that this Vlad is not Valkyum. So yes, so why? It says, Legabi Isho, Bevlad Kaze, Isho Tmeo. Shmuel says, Be Isho Tmeo, Bebehematoy. Why the Isho is Tmeo? It's like a Guf Otum, Shen Yocholechis. For the same reason we say that once this behemoth was born with beis shidroes, shtei gavim, according to Shmuel, havi kedin nevela shen yochol lechiyos, if that's the case also, the vlad shel odom should be kedin nevela, havi keguf otum shen yochol lechiyos, so why is the mother tom etumas later? That's Tosis and the Rashba's shayla. So Tosis answered that according to Rashi, Rashi is moide, that by odom Shmuel holds that yochol is kayim. What Shmuel says, that Beis Gav and Beis Shedro is Hanoilad Min HaBehemo, which has only one Gav, one Shedro, that Eini Ocho Lichyo is Vedinoi Kinevelo, that's only by Behemo. By Odom, Shmuel holds that Yocho Lichyo is. That's what this is Miyashiv Chishitas Rashi. The Rashi himself answers that even though that this Odom can't be Miskayim, but he's Roy Lebrias Neshomo. Just he can't be miskayim shloishim yoim, but he can be miskayim ches yomim, and therefore ba'behima it's not miskayim ba'odom shloishim yoim ba'behima shmeini yomim. So therefore mitzad echo dinoi kinevelo ba'behima kin it's not miskayim shmeini yomim. By odom itak is not miskayim shloishim yoim, but legabe tumas ledo it's enough that he's miskayim even less than 30 days. The Braisa will see in Amud Beis says that Kol Shemiskayim Ad Shmoyne, more than Shmoyne Yomim is Bechal Tumas Leido. So therefore, Michad Gisa Shmuel holds, that's what the Rashba says, that this Ein Yochol Lichyos, but Ein Yochol Lichyos Ligabe Behemo Meilitz Nevela. Ligabe Odom, since he can be Miskayim more than Ches Yomim, it's enough to be Metame Tumas Leido. That's the Rashba's answer. But all the Rishonim are Chaylik and Shitas Rashi. And that's the Rishonim that Ben L'Rav, Ben L'Shmuel, they say it's not a min b'fnei atzmi. And their Machloikis is that when you have a behemah, shtei gavim, shtei shidrois, if bechal yochol iskayim. According to the Rav, this behemah is not yochol iskayim. And therefore, once it comes out to avir ha'olam, it's nes al mishum nevel. And the shesua comes to tell us to be oyser b'meya be'imah. Even though you would have the matter of kol be'imah teichelu, the shesua is applying in a case that this base gabim is still b'meya be'imah, because otherwise it's not markiyim b'chlal. And on that, the lava the ter is shesua le'isechelu, it's mafkiya the heter of kol be'imah teichelu. Shmuel learns that this behemah yochol iskayim, and therefore the kavanas hakos of le'esel shesua is when it comes out to avir ha'olam. On that, the posuk means to be oiser, but b'meya behemo, that even a nevel is mutar midin kol b'meya teichelu, also this shesua is b'chal ha'etah of kol b'meya teichelu. So it comes out that according to the Rashi, the posuk can say for dvarim that it's oiser shesua, according to Shmuel, hainu min b'fnei atzoi, Toysu medayik kedvarav from the Loshna Gemore. Gemore says, V'chi agmari rachmona l'moyshe be'alme agmari. The mashmos is that the agmari is on a separate min, different type of behemoth. Not only v'chi agmari k'shiyotzo l'avir oylom. The Gemore doesn't say, v'chi agmari k'shiyotzo l'avir oylom, or lo'y agmari k'shiyotzo. And the Loshna Gemore is, v'chi agmari rachmona l'moyshe be'alme agmari. Mashmos is Ba'alma means as a separate min. That's a mokot shita slashi. That's the diuk tesis. But according to the Shari, Yishayinim, Shesuo is coming to be oyser k'shiyotzo la'avir oylam. There's no min b'fnei atzmo. And the Ritva is medayik, like this Mahalich from the Loshon HaShas, says Bria Ba'alma. It doesn't say min Ba'alma. Bria Ba'alma. According to Rashi, it should say min Ba'alma. I'll call upon him, that's the machloikis. Rashi with Shali Shein. Now, v'ikil divri Shmuel, that in two gabim, two shidrois, by the ishets of Lat, the crazy in place is simen lamed, sivkot n'aleph, yes, merid g'shayla. The Gemara in Chulin, dafen n'chesom d'bei, says, there's a klal in Hilchus Treifus. You have the Yudches Treifus, but there's another klal. If you have, kol yeser kenet notel domi. Al derech moshel, if you have a tarfus of nital akovet, without a covid, lemaisa the behemoth treifa. If you have two covids, so yeser kenotel means it's kilu notel. Even the first covid, there's no covid lugamre. Yeser kenotel, it's a treifa. So meile treisi is if the behemoth has two shidroes, harize kemisha ein loy shedro midin yeser kenotel, and without a shedro, havi treifa. The Chacham Tzvi also is the Shaila is Moisif. The Chacham Tzvi in Siman Ein Zayin. He brings from Rashi Chulin Daf Chof Aleph that without a Shedro, the Behemo is an Avela, not only a Trefa. And on that, the Shaila is that if Yesel Kenotu, so Behemo Mshtei Shedro is Havi Kebele Shedro, Memele Bele Shedro Havi Ken Avela. So if that's the case, why by Yishot of Lad, Lichoiro Havi Ken Avela? And the crazy there in Simon Lamed Aleph says that mitzad echod he's mechiach that Shmuel holds that treifa ein chaya. Crazy says, but maybe we can say that according to Shmuel treifa ein chaya that's only by behem. But by Yodom sheyesh lemazel maybe treifa chaya. Memele, even if we hold the crazy says that bebe shidros we would hold that yeser kenotul. And Memeli have a treifa, and Rashi and Tesis hold that if treifa ino chayo, Memeli the vlad is not mitamet to masledo. Kol ze if treifa ino chayo, but that's all by behema, by odom. Efshal that this talfus can be chay. It's the main one we brought before him in the name of the Chochmas Vitzala. But this whole answer is only miyashev legabi the nidan of the crazy to be a treifa, and that you can say that by odom even though it's a treifa. But it's treifa chayu. But the Chacham Tzvi he brought from Rashi and Chum Daf Chof Aleph that without a shedra, so havi kenevela. If it's kenevela, so lichero by odom. If we hold yesel kenotel, and if he has two shidrois, midin yesel kenotel havi keloi shedra, and without a shedra havi kenevela. So hodrikushi leduchto. Why? this Vlad, which has two Shidrois, according to Shmuel, the Imus made to me to Maslado, Lichoira, Odom Nevelo, is Namitamit to Maslado. So the Chochmas Mitzal answers according to Shita Sarash and Chuva, Chilkalisim Tzarikris. That even according to the Mandom of Trifa in the Chayo, he says, calls it Bistam Trifus. But Trifa of Yesel Kenotel Domi, the Rashba says that the behemoth can still live more than your base chodesh, and the behemoth also can be yechoyol loledes. The Rashba says, "Memele, even though behilchis treifos and the love of treifo legabe achilo, we would hold it as a din treifo, but legabe etzem achayus yesel cannot only gives it a din treifo, but lemaisi yechoyol lichyois yechoyol loledes. That's the side of the Rashba and Shuv." And al derech zeh we find also in the Chacham Tzvi, he brings me the nafshi, he doesn't bring the Tshuva Sarashbo, and he just says that even if we hold that yesel kenotul, it's only that the din, he has a din, dinay kenotul. But in the Metzias, if he has, he still has the shedro, and he's not a nevel. And the Chacham Tzvi there brings, proves it from the Gemara in Menachas Daf Lamed Zayin. The Gemara there deals with the Shiloh, chol shenoy ladim shnei roshim. There's one goof, but it has two heads. This Pchoir Vlad Odom, and the Gemara says, how many sloim do you need for Pidyon HaBen? Do you go according to one Chamesh sloim? It's one goof. Oidil mebosal gulgoyles azlinon. And even if you have one goof, but you have two heads, the Gemara there's machria, the gulgoyles tole rachmone. And you have to give 10 sloim to the Kohen. So the Chacham Tzvi says that the Mashmos of the Sugya there, that it's a Vaday Pchor, and he's Poiter Habo Achov Mipidion, this is goof with two Roshim. So the Chacham Tzvi says, Im Noimal Shekol Yesel Kenotel Bametzias, Hareyu Kenoil Ad Bli Rosh, and in that case he's Vaday Nak Poiter Habo Meachov. Chacham Tzvi says that if we say Kepshuta Yesel Kenotel, that's poshut. If you have leidas guf without a roish, he's vaday not a pchoir. Leinin lifter abo achov, and himself vaday is not a pchoir. Mikol mokum there, the Gemara says that this guf vaday has a din pchoir. Al korchoch lecher yeser kenoto. Al korchoch he says that even if yeser kenoto v'dinik ketreifo, but legabe the metzias to be done that he's not going to be has no chayas mitzad yeser kenoto to be done the metzias that he's just like without a head. We don't say Yesel Kenotel Gabi Ametzis. The Chacham Tzvi there brings in Simon before in the Simon I involved the Mefursim the Gemais of Maral Prague that they were sheichet the Talmi Goylis, a chicken, and they didn't see there was no heart, there was no lave. They didn't find the lave of the Talmi Goylis. The question was, they have to be matriv the chicken, a chicken without a lave, nital a lave, they must lave. The Maharal Miprag there was Mati the Taina Gilis Vachil. And his main Taina was, since it's not Shaykh, that any burial can be living without a heart, even 1 second, Al Korchoch, that after the Shechito, the heart was Nevad. It got lost. But you can't say that it was born, that this Taina Gilis was born without any heart, because it wouldn't be able to live 1 second. So if we see that it was born, it was living before they shecht the behemoth, al korchoch, it was born with the heart, and you don't find the lave now after the shechit, al korch nevad. So he's matir b'achil. And the Chacham Tzvi there, the Chacham Tzvi brings that there was somebody that wanted to be deiche in Divrei HaMaharal. Since it's brought down in one, the name of one of the Rishonim, that Nimtza bepara shtei levovois. If they shechted the para, they found there was two hearts in the para, and he was matched with the behemoth within Yesel Kenot. So the taina was, the person that was massing on the Maharal Prague, he says, if we see that it's shaykh to levovois, you see this shaykh of behemoth with two hearts, so we see that the behemoth can be living without any heart at all. Since you have a cloud of kol yeser kenotel. So just like the behemoth can live with two hearts, the behemoth can live also without any heart. That was the sug of one of the Gedolim on the Maharal. And on that, the Chacham Tzvi says, according to what he proved from our sugi, that even if we hold that Yeser Kenato, it's only le'inin that he has a din li'choshev treifa, but not le'inin the Metzias kemandalese. And therefore, mitzad echod, even if we find a behemoth with two hearts that can live, it wouldn't be a raya that with any heart at all it can live. With two hearts, we have a din of yesel kenotel only legabe to give it a din treifa. But b'mitzias, it's not a behemoth without any heart. Masha'inken, in the case of the Maharal, there was no lev at all. It's not shaykh to live even 1 second. And on that, the Maharal was pesek adavoboru that al kohoch nevad halev, and it's not shaykh that this talmigoyles would be born without any lev. The Maisa, there's another continuation to this Maisa. The crazy in Simim Mem brings what the Chacham Tzvi says, that he was matzdik, the Diri HaMaral Miprag. But there the crazy has a different tiny. He says, maybe Tako nital halev. But he writes like this. Efshol shenital halev, ve'ever acher hichlif esh mishmeres halev. So even Tako, there was no lev, was born without any lev. But he has a different aver in the goof of the Talmigoyles that was becharikoi, and it was a memale mokoim. Hichlif es mishmeres halev uvezesh shoal roifim v'skimu imoy sheefshol shibore bosor v'yelo zgulas halev b'chalalim v'orakim lohilich adam v'achay yichye eschayov kerogim. And he says, "V'im ken yitochen sheyichya talnegoyles, v'arehi b'loy lev. V'im ken yesh metzias b'loy lev. Even though there's no lev here, but the Maral, the crazy says, efshal that one of the different evorim was machlif the mishmeres alev, and it worked just like it had the same. Whatever the lev did, this aver took." Was instead of the main lave, and it was poil just like a lave. And Memela Krasis says, Memela Tshaykh, that this vein was without a lave. So what is the Maharal bringing in Raya that Al Kolchoch? There was a lave, there was a heart, and it was Nevad, ki otherwise the Talnegoyles, the chicken wasn't able to live even 1 second. He says it's not a Raya. Maybe she was Taka born without a lave. But there was a different Evel, Mevoreho, that did the same zgula salev, lohilich adam. And therefore the crazy wanted to be choylik and he wanted to be matrif to talnegoyles. And on that the chazanish in hilchos treifas and mendalit, he brings the chacham tzvi, he brings the afterwards the crazy. And the chazanish says, amir diketayna. He says that if taka the crazy is right, and the bosor did the job of the heart, and that aver is mechay the balchai, so this bosor, that's the lave. The lave doesn't have a special tzura. The lave has a special pe'ulo, a special job that he's moilich the dam. He does other things. But if there's a different aver that changed and was instead of the lave, so that aver gufo is the lave. V'im nishtane tzurosa, the Chazanish says, im nishtane tzurosa hachitzoino, there's no chisorn leiv, it's only a shini b'tzurosa. So Meir Chazanish says, monavshach. Or even if you don't like the Maharal Miprag, so it's kosher stah, mitzad never a leiv. But even if you hold, ein chanami, this vadei no mitzias without a leiv to be chai. But if it's chai, it doesn't mean that never a leiv. Adrabe. We can go with the crazy that there was a different bosa that it was machlif mishmeres halev, but that goof is a lev. And the Chazanish Tain is memele beim lebechal is not a treifa. Shochtu talnegoyles v'loy motzu bo lev. So it comes out there's three shitas here. According to the Maharal, never a lev mitzad was an aveda, but it's not a treifa here because al koch never the chalkach. The Kreisi says, no, it's not a raya. Taka loylam, it's without a lev. But you have a different basa that was machlif mishmeres alev. The Chazanish says, if we hold like the Kreisi, so you have no problem b'chal of tlefa, even if you hold, there was no lev milchatchila. Because adarabba, that gufa, that aver, that was instead of the lev, that is gufa the lev. There's no special tsuro. That's the cheftso of a lev. Whatever is poyel, whatever does that tchuno, whatever is meshamish, lepula salev, that is the lev. So it's a behemoth with a lev, therefore it's not a tlefa. The dvor of me'irim u'mesamchim. Yeah, the Ritva Narsugi brings that the Maisa posak talmuda kirav. That means that Lemaisa there's no bria that has two gabim and two shidroes that is miskayim bo'il. The Ritva brings down a motzosi kosuv al echod me'agdoilim, sheheid al isho bala shtei gufin chalukim legamre, v'choizrim liyois guf echod lemato mimosneo. Ve'ein lo elo beis raglaim, v'hoyo lo arbo yodaim, arbo inaim, ubeis roshem. The Ritva brings down, it should come out from our sugya that we pass him to Rav, that there's no metzias of somebody which has two gabim and two shidrois, that has a balkim. And that the Ritva says, we found one of the gedolim that was made with an isha that had two gufim chaluk legamri. Even though choizrim lamato mimosneo with two legs, but lemaisa there was two gufim on the top of part of the goof, with two roshim. The Ritva, Mashmos of the Ritva is the two gabim, two shidrois and as sugyo, is also in a case that there's two roshim also. It's not only in a case that there's two legs. Besides that, you have two gabim, two shidrois, and then it becomes only one head. Shesua means also the case, two gabim, two shidrois with two roshim. And on that, the Ritva says, L'chayra havi delei kirav. We find such a metzias, and he brings that the Ravid said on that, even though Baal Mekayim and Kirav, Kevan Shisbarer Hadovo, the Ravid writes, that there's such a Shesuo, that is Iso Baalmo, Huvro Hadovo Kishmuel. But Lemaisa the Rishonim say, Vada Yekayim and Kirav, the Baalmo Ein Choyshashim, and even though if you find a certain case, Havi Miut Mamesh Vein Choyshashim. The Ragav will just mention also, I heard from Odom Nemon last year that he saw a woman in Florida in a hospital there. She was hospitalized where she had one goof with two roshim. Hayoitzim, from her shoulders, there was two roshim that were coming out from her shoulders. And she was 30 years old. And Lemaise, it was before Tisha B'Av, and he was asked, this person that saw the ma'isa, he was asked, the woman, one head wanted to eat in Tisha B'Av, and the second head wasn't masking. She was a Jew. Kefi anire be'etzim, there was zguf echot, there were two roshim, and also two deis. One head, daito l'kayim ha-mitzvahs, and the other head was daito not to be mekayim ha-mitzvahs. The Maisa will be still Malchiv a few dini atayr in this type of case. Al Koponin, that was the goof at the Uvdo. Maisa Shahoyo. There was one goof with two rosh. So the Maisa, the Gabi Etzim the Needling of Goof Echod and Shtei Roshim, we have the Achrov Shlema Amelech. Chazal, in the Medrash, Tesis brings it in Menoches Daf Lamed Zayin, that there was a Maisa by Shlema Amelech, that one of the Yorshim had one goof with two roshim, and he taina that he wants two chalokim the Yerusha. He's two brothers. There were a few brothers that wanted chalokim the Yerusha. So there was one of the brothers had one goof with two roshim, and he said he's two people. So he wants two chalokim in the Yerusha. So it's brought down in the Midrash that Shlomo HaMelech, he told him to bring hot water, and he threw hot water on one of the heads, and the second head also screamed. He was machriya that there was one goof, memele, he only gets one chelik in the Yerusha. But the Gemara, that's legabe etzem anidin, if it's two goofim or one goof. The achro of Shlomo HaMelech, that it's one goof. But it's one goof with two heads. And on that, the Gemara Menachas, Lamed Zayin is mistapik. Mi sheyesh li shtei roshim, al eze mehem meniach tfilin. So the Achronim are medayek that this Gavra with one goof and two roshim, he's vaday, he doesn't put on tefillin on both heads. Loshnei gemor b'menoches al eiza miniach. Why? Because leilam it's one goof. And this goof is chayv to put on tefillin. The question is, what head does he put on tefillin? Al eiza mehem miniach tefillin. The Kohen Ari there explains that maybe just like we find yad keho by tefillin shel yad, also maybe by tefillin shel roish, you would have a roish keho. You mean, al koponim, the nidan and the gemara is not to put on tefillin on both heads, only on one. Dainu le'olam, it's talking about after the akrov shlema amelech, that it's one goof. But this one goof, on which head does he have put on tefillin? Gemara says, b'gabi pinya ben b'gulgoyles tol rachmono. So even if it's one goof, you have to pay 10 sloim, because you have two heads. Every head, you pay 5 sloim per head. But al koponim, it's one goof. So, legabe kiyum mitzvahs, like kiyum krishmo, tfilo, broches, chilas matzo, lechoyra, it's enough that one head would say krishma. You don't have to, this person doesn't have to, if we're talking about a man, v'chiye gavne, it's chayve krishmo, or an ish, legabe tfilo. It's enough that one head would say krishma, would say tfilo. It's one goof that is mechuyev b'mitzvahs kriyashma, or mitzvahs tfilo. Mitzvahs broches, mitzvahs achilas matzah. So by mitzvahs, it's enough that one head would go ahead and be mekayim. May this whole goof is mekayim through one of the heads. Legabi yisurim, so it would be fakelt. Vaday, if you have an isra achila b'tisha, both heads are not allowed to eat. Or machalos asuris. Ki mitzvahs dai be'echot, legabi yisurim, so both heads are manua on that isra. Legabi Talmud Torah, is it enough that one head should be thinking and learning all day, and the second head can be medabal don't tell him? One head is mekayim mitzvah segeis of yom ulaylo. So lichoira would look that the mice of both heads, lichoira would have to learn all day. Number one, the Gemara in the Yuma, Davov, the Gemara brings down the debal to bomb a little bit vom tailim. The Achrim are medayek, Svasemes, and others, that the Gemara brings down that the Isser of Dvorim Teilim is learned out as an Isser Esse. V'dibalto bom v'loi b'dvorim achim. The Gemara doesn't say, since you have a mitzvah of Talmud Torah, the gates of Yom Halaylos, you have a heder bitul Esse. The Gemara brings down that there's an special Isser Esse. So as Fasemis talks about, what's the nafkemino l'chor of this Isser Esse? I'll call upon him. It's mefursim, the Revitzel of the Loshner said that even based on Melchotz, that even though you're not allowed to learn there, Mikol Mokoy, maybe we would have the Isra of a Dibalta Bom, Feloy Bedvorim Acherim, the Beis HaMelchot, maybe that's the Nafkemin. Al Koponim, if you have a special Isra, Bifnei Atzmei, of Feloy Bedvorim Telem, so Memele Luyehe, that one head was enough to be Mekai in the gates of Yom Alaylo, Mikol Mokoy, that's the Gabi the Mitzvah Esse. But since you have another Isra Esse, Feloy Bedvorim Telem, Memeil, that would apply also to the second head. Mitzad de milsa de yisu. Base, the ma'isa mitzvah Talmud Torah, bitul Torah is also be'ichos. It's meforsom with the achrayim or mechiyach from the Gemara in the beginning of Megillah. It says, mevatun Talmud Torah l'kriyas ha-Megillah. So, the achrayim ask, l'kriyas ha-Megillah is also kiyum shel mitzvah Talmud Torah. So what does it check to say, mevatlin Talmud Torah l'kriyas ha-Megillah, if Kriyas HaMegillah Gufo is also a kiyum of Mitzvah Talmud Torah? So, it's known from Shem Kluger, Chaim, that there's a bitul Torah Be'echus. We find bitul Torah Be'echus. And therefore, learning the Megillah is, even though it's a Mitzvah Talmud Torah, but it's not the same Eichus was when he was in the middle of his Suyo, Amuko, to learn, to read the Kriyas HaMegillah is a bitul Torah Be'echus. That's the Chiddush of the Gemara, Mevatlan Talmud Torah L'Kriyas HaMegillah. So it comes out that the person, Lamaisa, has to take out, to learn the biggest Oimek, the more he can, to take out the maximum that he can for Divrei Torah. According to that, if he has two Roshim and Mele, he would have to learn B'Shneim. Another needle will just bring L'Gabi Shtaim Mikro V'Echo Talgum. If we have a the Chiyai Gavne, he has two Roshim, and he says together the Parsha. Both, he has two mouths, and together he says the Shtayim Mikro. Is that called Shtayim Mikro, or does he have to read the first time and then a second? Kefi Anire Bepashtis, it doesn't help to say it together. L'choira, we have a Raya, the Mishabur brings down the Shittas that Shtayim Mikro can be Mekayim by Shomea Koine. One of the Mikro, if you heard from the Baal Koire, somebody heard without saying it, just he was listening to the Baal Koire. So the Mishabur brings Yeshitas Shemuel Shemea Koine. And that's going to be instead of one of the Mikro. And then he says it again afterwards. That's the second one. So Lichoira, every time he says it together with the Baal Koire, we have two Mikro. One, since he's saying it together with the Baal Koire, he's saying it. Mitzad, his saying alone is one mikro. Base, you have also Shema Koine. Dal Mehocha, what he said together with the Baal Koire. He's also listening to the Baal Koire. If he's listening, even if he didn't say anything, he was quiet, he's also Yoitze, Midin Shema Koine, according to those Shitas. So Lichoira, it would be enough to say one time mikro with the Baal Koire, and it would be Yoitze Shtai Mikro. V'dolzoli Shaman. Al Korchoch, the Yisrael of Shtayim Mikra is the Indian of Shinun and a Chazara. To learn it once and it sinks in, and then learn it again. That's Shinun Chazara of Shtayim Mikra. But Shtayim Ke'echod doesn't work. And therefore, if he has two Roshim, even he would say it together, but there's no Shinun Chazara involved. Al Koponim can be married. This is Nigel Halbedin. It can go through all the Taryag with this Gavra. We just bring a few examples. Al Koponim Nimtso Kaze Gavre Guf Echod Mshtei Roshim, even though it's muted, the muto. And you have to know the Gabi Shaldin Yatir. Right, Zerg the Gemore. Eisvi Rav Shimi Balchi and Rav Chanine, Ben Atignus. Oimel, Kol Mishiesh Loi Beis Gavim Mshtei Shidroes Posu Ravoito. Almed Echaye. The Gemara brings a rayo that we find that this gavro or behemoth we'll soon see that has two gavim two shidroes that it's posul avoido. So we see that it's midin mum. It's posul avoido. What we see it's a bal kayomo shtei gavim and shtei shidroes. So according to the Rashi, the pshat and dibri Reb Chanina is talking about gavim pchol behemoth that is posul lekom, and then that the Gemara brings a rayo that we see that this behemoth Taka can live. Just the have a halacha, but dine mumin that is possible to call. And the kasha of the Gemara is ben Rav, ben Shmuel. That even according to the Shmuel, kshiyotzal avir oilam is also medin avela. And here it says that lehedi it shari. And what Rashi explains that Rav Shimi, when he asked only Rav, since he was his grandson, and hoyolafanov, therefore he asks Rav, but al koponim the ikar ashayla would be also according to Shmuel, that Shmuel also holds that this behemoth can't live. Here we see that can live. The Rishonim ask on Shitas Rashi that the Gemara in Pchoyres that brings this memra of Reb Chanina ben Atignus, it's brought down the Gabi Mumin Shul Koyen. So the Mashmos is that we're talking about the Gavra, a person, a Koyen, that if he has two Gavim, he's posel avoido. Mitzad the Mume Koyen. And that the Gemara says that we see that this Gavra can live. So therefore, the Rishonim HaMefarish said also in our sugyo, it's brought down to Afka L'Gabi the Gavro Shtei Shidrois, and the Nidan in our sugyo L'Gabi Mumei Koyen, and the Gemara is only asking, according to the Rav that says that Beisha Tahiro Mishum She'enu Vlad De'enu Miskayem. There we see from Chanina ben Atignus that a Koyen that has two Gavim is only posul Avoido, but we see that he's Bar Chayus. Imkach, the woman should be the mother should be Tomei Tumas Leido. He's a Baal Kiyum. But according to Shmuel, there's no Shaila. Adarabe. Be'isho uvlad. Be'ochol yiskayim. And therefore, imu yitmeyo. That's Machlikas Rashi with other Rishay. Right. The Gemara Nechov Dal Ramud Beis. Yotzo mish yeshli beis gabi mishli shidois. Dafo gab de kol lichodoshov im yotzo la'avir ho'oilom os. What is the iser of this behema that came with two gabim two shidois? We find the Machlokes Rishayim. Rashi says that the Isser is Midin Avela. Like we mentioned before, that even according to Shmuel, Hanoilad, Im Beis Gabim Shtei Shidroes, Heine Bal Kayome. So Rashi brings down that the Isser is Midin Avela. Pashtus, according to Rashi, that there's no Isser mitzad Shesuo. Since Shesuo, it's talking about a certain min that was born from to Gavim to Shidrois. That applies the Isser Shesuo. But in this case, it was born from a mother that has one Shedro, so it's not Shaykh to that min. But I'll call Ponim and Yochel Iskayim, Memele Nes al Midin Neveba. But Tesis and Omid Aleph bring from Avinu Tam that the Isser and Ar Sugyo is not Midin Neveba. Because according to Shmuel, the Vlad Yochel Iskayim, not like Rashi. And the Isser is the special new Isser Mishum Shesua, Shesua Leisechet. The Minchas Chinuch and Mitzvah Kufim Dalit brings it to two Nafkaminas in this Machlikas. If the Isser of this Behem is Midin Avelo, or the Isser is Midin, Lav Shul Shesua. First of all, the Minchas Chinuch says, Rashi in a few places in the Shas bring down, that you have to be Masel B'Shem Halav. It's not only enough to say that the Torah asked this Maisel. Hasra has to be in the name of the Lav, that it's brought down, the Mokar of the Lav is brought down in the Torah. Me'ez Lav Masel. So, Minchas Chinuch says that if it's Midin Lav Nevela, you have to be Masle, Mikoyach Lav Shul Nevela. That's Shitas Rashi. Mashen can, according to Rabbeinu Tam, you have to be Masle, Mikoyach Lav Shul Shesuo. That's one Afkamina. The second Afkamina is Legabi Tzivu. Kaimel in the Chotzi Zayis Nevela of Behema Torah, it's not Mitzitar of the Chotzi Zayis Nevela of Behema Tmeh. So, according to the Rashi, that it's Nes al Midin, Nivlas Behema Tahira, it's not Bechal the Lav of Shesuo. So Chotzi Zayis of this Shtei Gabim, Shtei Shidrois, is Mitztaref le Nivlas Behema Tahira. But according to Rabbeinu Tam, it's not Mitztaref. Why? Since it's a Lav of Behema Tmeo, Memele Eino Mitztaref le Nivlas Behema Tahira. Vital Zoy de Gemore. Toni Kamei, the Rav. The Gemore brings down that you have a special limut. Isho kisa zriya, where it says, the yolda zoho, ubeyei mashmini imo, mi sheroi lebriya shmoyne, yotsu elu she'enam ruim lebriya shmoyne. So here the Gemara brings down that, it's a raisa, that in order to be koyver the shir chayis of the vlad, which is metame tumas leidel, it's tolui if the vlad is miskayim for 8 days. Less than 8 days, the mother is not tamei tumas leidel. More than 8 days, the mother is tamei tumas leidel. The chel le'el and davchov gimel amid beis chov dalam and al. We've learned in the brayse there. Hamapeles guf otum en imoy tmeo leidel. The ezu guf otum rebi yomer kidei shinotum and achay veyomus. And the Gemara brings down that it's totally if treifo chayo or lo chayo. And according to Rashi and Tosis, the need in there is in the Shir Chayas of Yud Beis Chodesh. The Nidan of Treifu Chayo or not, it's totally, that Laman Domar Treifu and Chayo, the Pshat is that it's not going to live 12 months. But if Treifu Chayo, it's going to live more than 12 months. And the Mashmal is there that to be Koyvea, if the Vlad is Metamit to Masleda, it's totally, if it's going to be Chay in the Shir of Yud Beis Chodesh. V'ilu, the Braisa here by us, we see that it's totally in the Shir of Ches Yomim. So the Sidur Italian Simon Kuf Tzadik Dalid, Sifkon Deslov, says, Enochanami, there's a machloikis habraisis. If Tumo is tolui, the chayas of Yud Beis Chodesh, and that's the braisa le'el, Enochanami, the braisa here in Chavdalid on the base holds that it's tolui the chayas shel chesyom. That's the mahalach of the Sidur Italian. But the thesis written in Omar Aleph says, Enochanami, also the braisa le'el, Davchov Gimel, Kame Yechoyle Lichyois. It's totally beches yomim, and it's not totally bedin yud beis chodesh. And there's no machlekes abraisas. But according to Rashi, that we explains lechur, it's totally in treifu chay, of ein treifu chay, which is totally yud beis chodesh, you have to say like the sidrei type. That's the machlekes. If these two braisas are the machlekes, or it's one sugya and it's totally beches yom. Right, zog de gemori. Ishi yeledes letisho, the yeledes leshivo. A woman can give birth also bos al teisha chadoshim, but li'eles l'kutoyim, there's also a mahalich of shiva of 7 months. Behemu gasa yeledes l'tisha, or yeledes l'tisha, and the Gemara has a sofek, is also, behemu gasa also can also be mi'aled the shiva. Ochaneri is, semeira de gashayla. The brayse in Shabbos, dafku flamid hey. The brayse says like this. In order to know if the vlad is shel kayom or nefel, so there, Rav Shimon Gamliel says, "Kol shesho shloishim yoim ba'odom v'shmoyne yomim v'behemo eino nefel. If by an Odom it was in the world 30 days living, so you know bevadai that this Vlad is Valkayom. If the behemo is living more than 8 days, so you know the behemo is vadai Valkayom. The Rambam is poisik in Pergadal Malchol, he says, that you're not allowed to eat from a behemo. Ad lil shmini. Kol shalo yisho, the Rambam says, shmoyne yomim v'behemo areyu kenefel. So Ruch HaNer says, so what's the nafkamina of the Gemara? If the behemoth is yoledes l'shiva, mimanavshach. We have to wait 8 days. You need 8 days to wait in order to shech the behemoth. Now, after the 8th day, if he's still living, the behemoth is living, so we see vaday, that's not a nefel, muto v'achilu. So Ruch HaNer says, a major answer. He says that it's a chiddush, that what it says in the Gemara, that shechol sheshosh shmini yomim muto v'achilu, it's only in a case that it's a sofek im kolu chadoshov. But in a case that vaday loy kolu chadoshov, also ba'achile afilu b'shol shmoyne yomim. Memeilu, that's an afgamin in our suya. That if behema enu yoledes l'shivo, memeilu loy kolu chadoshov, so even in a case that the behema shol shmoyne yomim, you can't eat the behema. Why? Loy kol chadoshov, enu yoytum mikoyach nefel. The two assurance in Yud Gimel also has a different raya to this Yisayd of the Ruch HaNer, but the two assurance says that Mashmos HaPoiskim, that in any case, Hamtona would help to wait Shor Shmoyne Yomim, even in a case of Lekol Luchadosh. Yeah, the last memory here, Amapelis, Shmuel says, Omar of Yudam al Shmuel Amapelis dmus leilis imoit meoledo. Vladu elashiyeshli knofaim. What's dmus leilis? So Rashi in Tesis says it's a shade that has a partsuf of an odom aval yeshli knofaim. So the Rishonim here, Tesis and other Rishonim ask lichur and the Gemara and Dafchov Gimel with base it says gufo itayish uponov odom dinoi ke odom. So the whole guf of Beitzim has a guf of a tayish. Just the ponim, the partsuf, has a pnei odom, so the din is tomei tomei sleila. So what's the chiddush here? Tumus leili simui tmei leila. Here also the whole goof, besides the face, the whole goof also has tuas odom. It only has knofayim. So le gora mi goofi taish. So the Rishonim say, gora ve gora. Since a taish doesn't have pnei odom, so it comes out when we see the pnei odom, al kochoch zemoitzi miteras taish. If we see gufi tayish upon of odom al kochoch, it's vaday odom, because the ikur is the ponim ki pnei odom. Nebach, he has a guf which looks like a behem, but al kol ponim vaday it's a chefter shel odom, which has a tzuras behem b'shara guf, and memeil etomet umas leido ke odom. Ma she'in ken bedmus leilis, that's the chefter of the shade, that's the tzuras a shade. The shade is pnei odom, guf odom with knofayim. But it's a cheftzo shel shade. So lo yotza mitira shade. And on that's the chiddush of this memra of Shmuel, which is the chiddush in Asugi is, mikol mokoim dinoi ke odom letameis tumas leido, which has a vlad, which has a din of a vlad, letameis tumas leido. It's a bigger, it's another chiddush, me'asher guf itayish upono pnei odom. Adkan.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Myra McClaymus on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.